Welcome, hustlers, players, and swingers. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All game, all the time. Soak it up and learn to play. Visit WJamesD.com. And now, the mic is all yours.
Welcome to the W. James Dennis Podcast. This is one of thy most diverse podcasts in the world. We talk about it all. We talk about so-called street knowledge. We talk about empowering yourself. We talk about getting ahead. We talk about, man, relationships. We go everywhere. And then we also talk about this thing that we call the game. Now, this particular podcast is sort of, I'm going to piggyback off of last week's podcast. And if you haven't listened to it yet, I'm not going to go deep into it, so go ahead and check it out. It's called Real Game Aggression Misinterpreted. And I'm going to kind of piggyback for this podcast because I don't really think I gave you all enough last week. I was kind of running out of time. I wasn't able to include everything that I wanted to include. And although this is sort of its own subject, it is going to build off the ideas from last week's podcast. Before we begin, though, if you haven't already, sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor. It's a newsletter. You get discounts. You get advanced game. There's some other podcasts in there with more higher level or next level game. And you can sign up for that by simply going to my website. That's WJamesD, just the letter D.com. Get that free stuff tab, and right there at the top, you can sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor. It's absolutely free, and you even get a little bonus for signing up. A little book called 9 Simple Rules of the Game. Give you a little bit of perspective about how a player in the game thinks and kind of views things, and just some little tips in there, things that you can remember to help get your game tighter. So let's go ahead and get into this podcast. Again, last week, we talked about aggression. And I gave a perspective on aggression versus what I learned in the streets and versus when I got around real hustlers that were really, really doing it big. And I hope that I gave you a different, interesting perspective on aggression. And I'm pretty sure the majority of you have never heard that perspective before. Pretty sure, very confident in that. And although I'm very proud of that podcast, again, I don't think I gave you enough. So in this podcast, I want to delve a little deeper into what I mean by having an aggressive program. And I'm going to use this from a sort of a hustler mindset. Now, if you're not a hustler, if you're not an entrepreneur, just take these basic ideas and apply them to any area of your life, because basically what we're going to be talking about is one key and very powerful idea that you can use to maximize your hustle. But don't let it stop at just hustling. This is game, and game can be applied in many areas of your life, not just entrepreneurial endeavors. So please keep that in mind. Now, this podcast is going to be kind of short, but I wanted to, again, let's do this. I want to give you a real life example. This is real life. I'm not making this up. I have two neighbors. I have one who lives across the street from me, and he is a car mechanic by trade. I have another neighbor, my next door neighbor, who he does plumbing work here and there, but he's also a landscaper. He's a landscaper by trade. Now, my neighbor across the street, who's a car mechanic, this man goes to the shop, works on cars all day. Imagine, he goes to work for 8, 9, 10 hours all day and works on cars. And what does he do when he comes home? He's still working on cars. He has at least one car in his driveway, and he's working on it until he just gets tired. And, you know, he needs to stop for that day and go to work the next day. This man works on cars all day, even on the weekends. You will very rarely not see a car that he's working on in his driveway. Very rare. Now, let's look at the opposite side of the coin. Let's look at my next door neighbor, who's a landscaper by trade. Now, his yard is nice. You know, he has nice little benches on the side of the house. He has a little running lights outside. He has like this little stone fountain angel thing. So, I mean, it's hooked up. It's nice. So, this man goes to work all day, and he comes home, and he does what average people do. I guess he watches television, hangs out with his friends, drinks. I'm not really sure what he does. We're not really that close, so I can't say what he does. But I do know this. My neighbor across the street, who's a car mechanic, who maximizes his hustle, goes to work, uses his skills, comes home, still uses his skills, versus my next door neighbor who goes to work and uses his skills and comes home and does the average. Guess who is more financially successful? Guess who has material things? We're just talking about material things. I know there's other things to have in life, but, you know, we're just talking about maximizing the hustle right now. But guess who has more material possessions and nicer material possessions? And guess who is near broke? Now, if it was me, if I had the skills of a landscaper, and that's something I enjoy doing, and he obviously enjoys doing it because he works on his yard all the time, but look at it like this. I live in a mixed neighborhood. Now, I don't mean mixed as far as race. I mean mixed as far as different ages of houses. There's some older houses around here. There's also some newer houses around here that were built probably within the last 10 years, maybe 12 years. And there's actually a new subdivision very close to me. And they just finished work on most of those houses last year. This is a prime area to maximize your hustle as a landscaper. If I was him, and that's what I really enjoyed doing, why just stop at my house? Why not go up the block, around the corner, cover a whole mile, 2 mile, 3 mile radius around my house and offer my services to everybody who would accept them? And you're actually at an advantage. When we talk about trust being an issue, when you're trying to offer a service to someone, they don't know you, so they don't really trust you. But you're at an advantage, because me, I would run it like this. I'm your neighbor, and I stay down the street, or I stay a couple blocks up around the corner. You can go check out my house, see the kind of work I do, and I want to do the same work for you. How powerful is that? How powerful is that as an introduction to getting business? It helps get you over that hump of trust. That's the way I would run it. Check this out. And even if they do their yards themselves, and maybe they have somebody they've been dealing with, I would still press. I would still pull. And like, look, you know, you might not want to mess with me, and that's fine. You might do your yard yourself, or you might have somebody that does it, but I don't mind being a second option. I don't mind. You know, maybe your regular person might not be able to make it one weekend. Call me. I'll get it done. You know, maybe your equipment breaks down, or maybe, you know, God forbid, you feel a little ill. You don't feel well, but you still need your yard done. Call me. I don't mind being a second option. This is how I would run it. There is no way that anybody around my house, as a landscaper, as somebody, even if I'm just offering general lawn services, cutting hedges, edging, and cutting the grass, even if I'm just offering those general services, there is no way anybody in this neighborhood could come into this neighborhood and put these little flyers on the door or put the flyers on the mailbox offering lawn care services. I would lock this area down because this is what I do. This is what I'm about. This is what I enjoy. And this is what I'm talking about being and staying in and being a part of the life you advocate. My neighbor across the street who's a mechanic, that is what he does. If you don't even have to ask him what he does. You can see it. You can see the results of it almost every single day. My next door neighbor who's a landscaper, however, you see his yard looking nice. And that's it. But think about it. You know, it's spring is going into summertime now. This is a perfect time for him to maximize that hustle. And, you know, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I respect the brother. I don't have anything against him. He's a cool dude. But he just doesn't have a hustler mindset. He doesn't have a hustler mindset. This is spring going into summer. Your yard looks nice. You offer these services to people in the neighborhood. Hook them up. Put the little fountains in the yard. Do the little brickwork outside. Put the little running lights outside. Make it nice because it's summertime. You know what people do during summertime? If they're not on vacation, they have birthday parties at their house. They have parties at their house. They have get-togethers at their house, barbecues at their house. And here it is. They're inviting their friends, and family over. And the friends and family are coming over the house like, wow, your yard looks nice. Did you do that? It's like, oh, no, my neighbor. He's a couple blocks up. He does it. Here's his number. Prime time opportunity to maximize your hustle through a referral, which is the best. Word of mouth is the best type of business and best type of advertising that exists. Social media is proof of that, and it's something that advertisers and marketers have known for decades. Think about the power of that. And to take it even a step further, if you just were offering just general lawn care services, cutting the grass and, you know, edging up, cleanup work maybe, and doing the bushes and hedges and things like that, even if that's all you did, if you just had 20 or 30 houses within a 3-mile radius of here, because there's a lot of houses where I live all around here, I'm not talking about apartments now, I'm just talking about houses, and you offer this service to 20 or 30 people, then you put them on rotation. This weekend, I'm going to do these 4 houses. Next weekend, I'm going to do these 4 houses. Next weekend, I'm going to do these 4 houses, and you put them on rotation. And best part about it, they're in the neighborhood. They're not far. Not only are you saving commute time, these aren't houses or neighborhoods all the way across town. These are houses that are less than a mile away from you. Maybe a mile away from you. You're saving gas money. You're saving time. And, of course, you're saving more money because time is money. Maximizing your hustle. This is the point of this podcast. The tip I want to give you, the perspective I want to give you on maximizing your hustle is this: opportunity. Opportunity. My neighbor across the street, who is a car mechanic, he capitalizes off his opportunity to use his skills day in, day out to make a very good living. My next door neighbor, who's a landscaper, he has a worker mindset. He goes to work, does what he does, comes home, and that's all he does. Think about it. If he changed that mindset, my next door neighbor, who's a landscaper, if he changed his mindset within I give him 2 years, 3 years, you have a $100,000 plus year business. You have put a very competent crew together, trained them well. You have a $100,000 a year business just in this surrounding area alone. and branching out to a few referrals who may not be far at all. And you can go into commercial properties if you so choose. But when people see your work around the neighborhood that you live in, man, that is powerful. That is social proof that you are who you claim you are. You have the ability and the skills to turn a house that looks like this into a house that looks beautified, dignified. And this principle of taking advantage of opportunities applies across the board. You could be a fashion designer. You can design jewelry. You could, maybe you're a pet groomer. But you always go that little extra step to represent yourself in your style, in the way that nobody else can duplicate. When people see that work, they say, I know who did that. That is his style. He takes care of things like this. I know who to call. You understand? Opportunity. Do you know how much money my next door neighbor who's a landscaper is leaving on the table? A year? You know how many business cards and flyers I get stuck in my front door or in my mailbox for lawn care services? And here I have a neighbor next door to me who has never offered me these services, ever. And to be honest, I'd be one of his biggest customers because I don't like doing yard work. I will do it if it's necessary, but I don't like doing it. My father used to make me cut the lawn and do the edges and all that stuff like that growing up, and I learned to dislike it. I honestly would rather pay somebody to do it if I have the means to pay them, which currently I do. So I don't mind paying somebody to come do my yard. It's not a big deal to me. I'd rather spend that 45 minutes or hour in, doing my yard. I'd rather dedicate that to something else. Opportunity. You must capitalize on opportunity. And if you don't see any opportunity around you, you need to go find it. And if you don't find any opportunity around you, you need to make it. Again, my neighbor across the street, who's the car mechanic, he finds and makes his opportunities. I'm quite sure while he's at his job, he's like, yo, check this out. This is kind of a small job, and why don't you just bring your car to my house? I can do it cheaper, and you don't have to worry about all these taxes and fees and paying full price and paying all these labor costs. I'll have this job done for you in a couple hours. Come by my house. I'm pretty sure he does that. To have a car or two in your driveway almost every day, this man is seeking opportunities and creating opportunities. Meanwhile, my next door neighbor, the landscaper, has opportunity all around him, but he doesn't see it. He doesn't see it. And if he does see it, he is too lazy to go after it. And again, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to that man. I just want you to see the correlation between a worker mindset and a hustler mindset, an entrepreneurial mindset. He has opportunity all around him. All he has to do is literally go across the street, go up the block, go around the corner. That's all he has to do. Opportunity. Again, I know I've repeated myself a lot in this podcast, but this is such a subtle but so important of a principle that I need to keep reiterating it. I want to keep repeating it so it sticks with you. Opportunity. To maximize your hustle, you must take advantage of opportunity. Seek it out. And if you can't find it, if you can't see it, then you need to make it. A real, true hustler does not like, we don't like it. We do not like missing any opportunity, especially if it's handed to us on, what's the what's the analogy, handed to us on a silver platter, especially if it's handed to us, yes, I'm going to take advantage of that if I feel it's to my best benefit. Not all opportunities are good, but those that I feel that are good, I take advantage of those. And this, going back to last week's podcast, is what is the difference between thinking average and thinking beyond average. When you have the right mindset, you will start to see opportunities, or you will see ways to make opportunities to further your program. And this is what I'm talking about, an aggressive program. My neighbor across the street, who's a mechanic, he has an aggressive business or hustle program. Aggressive. He's not aggressive. He's not going out there cussing people out, trying to stomp people down, trying to compete with everybody. He's just about his grind. He's on it. Aggressive. He has an aggressive program. That's what we talked about last week. And take that in correlation to my next door neighbor, who has an average everyday existence, going to work, coming home, and leaving literally tens of thousands, possibly even hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table. Opportunity. As always, I appreciate you taking your time to listen to this podcast. I hope I gave you some food for thought, something that you can eat off of, and add this into your program or your campaign. This is some real simple, very basic game I'm giving you, but it is something that people overlook. They get so caught up in the small details and they stop looking at what's around them. They look at what's in front of them, but they start ignoring what's around them. And oftentimes, not all the time, oftentimes though, what's around you is opportunity. My name is W. James Dennis. You can visit my website at wjamesd.com. That's WJAMESD, just the letter D.com. And if you have any questions about anything I make as far as podcasts or anything I write on my blog or even my books or even my audio lessons, you can always hit me up, email me at wjamesdennis@gmail.com. That's WJAMESDENNIS@gmail.com. Until next time.